This is Gary Hicklin calling.
Yeah? Gary?
Yes, ma'am.
Leave, please, out the fourth question.
All right. How are you, Madam Lehmann?
Oh, I'm quite all right.
I'm glad. How was your trip to Europe this year?
No, after effect comes always much later.
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, I don't feel anything.
Oh,
but
I'm
very happy that you go to Germany. I would like to give you an introduction, but I really don't know what to say.
Well, there's really no reason. We're in such different fields.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited. I'm learning German right now, and I'm very excited to learn German.
Yeah.
Madam Lehmann, since Melchior's death in March, there seems to be a reappraisal of his art. Recent record albums, magazine articles, and rumors of books. Are we just now appreciating Lawrence Melchior?
I love to talk about Melchior. I always was very happy to sing with him. You talk about a book. I only know about a book, but it may be yet as a manuscript.
Mm-hmm.
It is an autobiography.
Well, I'm very excited to hear that there is some sort of an autobiography being done.
You want to know about the Walküre recording?
Yes. In a statement he made around that time, he says that the Walküre recording was a most pleasurable experience for me, not alone because of my fondness for the role and the music, but because of my association with Lotte Lehmann, who in my estimation is always one of the most inspiring artists with whom it has been my privilege to sing. It's a strong statement. Did you also enjoy working with Melchior?
Oh, very much so. I must say that I always regarded him as my Siegmund.
Uh-huh.
And he talked to me always as his Sieglinde.
That's nice. For the Bruno Walter recording, did you have good rehearsals for that?
We have sung it so often, and I don't remember that we had any rehearsals.
My golly. Oh, that's exciting to hear.
We had the rehearsal for the recording itself,
mm-hmm.
but not especially musical rehearsal.
Mm-hmm. You sang that role with Melchior many times, with Bruno Walter conducting?
Yes, I sang it with Melchior, really, over the whole world. I remember I sang it in London, in Paris,
mm-hmm.
in Vienna, I think in Berlin. Everywhere, festivals where we were always there.
Mm-hmm.
I also sang with him Elsa and Elizabeth, of course, and Fidelio.
I didn't know you sang Fidelio with him.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I wish you had done that in this country. That would have really been amazing.
Yes, but I sang it with him, I think, in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it London? I don't remember that anymore. But he was excellent at Florence.
Wow. Did you share many dual recitals with him?
Around the whole country. But I cannot say that I like that very much. We always sang the same program, and it bored me.
I see.
I like to have changed programs.
Did you sing duos with him, actually, like the Schumann duets?
It was so that we sang the Schumann duets,
mm-hmm.
and then he sang an aria, and I sang an aria, and then he sang some Lieder, and I sang some Lieder.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if Melchior did any teaching?
As much as I know, no.
I see. That's too bad.
I have never heard about him. I think he would have been a very good teacher. He liked the young singers very much and did a lot for them. But I don't think he would have had the patience to teach. We had, on one of the concert tours, we were in a smaller town. And he found on the stage, behind the platform, a big basket with artificial flowers. Remnants, perhaps, of a comedy which an actor's troupe had played the day before.
Mm-hmm.
So Lawrence took these artificial flowers, this big vase, and came to my green room and said that it had just come. And it was sent by an ardent admirer of mine, quite anonymous. I was very happy and very proud and touched, not realizing that the flowers were really artificial. Still, I saw the amused gleam in his eyes. Lawrence was always one for a practical joke.
You mentioned something earlier about he was so fond of good food and drink and a cigar.
Yes. Oh, after a concert, his wife, Kleinchen, always arranged everything for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never seen a person who was so lacking in nervousness before a concert because he smoked a big cigar and ate and drank. But after a concert, when we were invited and entertained by the people who had sponsored the concert, Plantin arranged all this. She said, all right, Lauritz will come. But first he has to have his steak and his beer and his cigar. And then he will come. They had all to wait till he had eaten. And then he came out and was a very good mood. And I got the little things which one gets for orders.
Yes.
And that was all. I was also hungry like a lion.
Uh-huh.
You know, I really think it is not right to say of anybody he is indispensable. But I must say that a personality like Lauritz, it will take a long time, perhaps never, which comes back somebody who combines such a powerful personality and such a powerful, wonderful voice.
Mm-hmm.
A voice which was very warm,
mm-hmm,
and very came very much out of his heart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he sang with others, but I had always the feeling that I sang with him. It was really something which had nothing to do anymore with the stage. It was something which... my goal was never to put a real human being on,
mm-hmm,
the stage. And I think that with me, especially something like Fidelio or Walküre, that I have the feeling that he himself was also very moved, as always. Was not Lauritz, but he was Siegmund or Solestar.
Well, I thank you very much for this good talk with you.
When will that be aired?
This is for September 18th here on the East Coast. I don't know. If I hear the exact date that it will be aired on the West Coast,
uh-huh,
I'll let you know.
Uh-huh.
I'll drop you a letter.
When do you go to Europe?
I'll be gone already. I'll leave the first week of September, and I'm taping this next week, and then, of course, they will,
uh-huh,
air it,
uh-huh,
after that.
Good luck to you.
Well, I thank you very much, and of course, as usual, I thank you for taking your time to help me out.
That's all right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye.
Goodbye.